we're going to be doing Chazara on the Mizonos Sugya. So let's start off with the Rambam, right? So what does the Rambam say in Perek Yom Halach Aleph? Are you going to recap your? Oh, you're going to recap. You're going to read again. Very nice. Let me show Min and Hain. Okay, fine. All right, then he explains it. You are fine. The Chamishin is a minimum Eilu. All right, so when they're what?
When they're in the stock.
In their stock state, in their natural stock state, right? So what are they called?
Tavua.
Right, the Achar. So, okay, so after you do, right, they're called something else. They're called Dagan. And finally, right. I'm saying, okay. So the Rambam says, so when it comes to these five species of grain, so there's three stages, there's three states they're in. There's Tvua, there's Dagan, and then there's Pas, right? Okay. So keeping that in mind, let's start from the Gemara again. Lam Vav Amavez and Brachos from Gufa.
Gufa, Rav Shmuel, Zahmer, Tirahu. All
right, so again, so slow down. You're always so fast. So what does that mean?
Rav and Shmuel both say anything that has within it five grains, you say
Mizonos. Right, so anything that has in it one of the five grains, right, is you make a Mizonos on it. Okay? Okay. And what's the second statement? Right. So what's that statement?
Anything that is from the five.
You make a Mizonos on it. Okay? Now remember, it gets a little easier to understand this now. Remember, what state we're not talking about anything past dough stage. Okay? We're talking about let's go back to it. What case do you want to use? Since we spent 15 minutes arguing about which case to use? Porridge. Okay. Right? A little bit. A little annoying. Yeah. We could have done the shlaw. But we'll do the shlaw, hopefully, today. anyway, so what does that mean? It means that we'll use the case of porridge, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you have two principles. Rav and Shmuel's principles are, one principle is that anything that has in it from the five species, and then anything from the five species, right? Okay. The Gemara says you need both. Why do you need both? Kamash Malan. Okay. So what's the first Havi Maskana?
If you only said Koshu, you would have thought anything that you see with your eyes.
Right, that you can identify. In other words, you need to be able to identify you have to see the actual, some expression of the species, of the food. You have to be able to identify the food, right? And as long as you identify it, you make a Mizonos, right? But what would that exclude?
A tarovis,
but a type of tarovis where it's like it's mixed into the point we don't see it. Okay. Well, that's going. Yeah, I mean that's when we define it. That's the basic premise. The premise is in general the el brachos. Like it's when you see the thing. When I see, and in fact that's the halacha. You have to actually see what you're making the bracha on. It's a question about that. It's a whole question. Let's see, you make a bracha. Can you make a bracha on like an? It's not really a part of our thing, but like the question comes up. Can you make a 1 second. So the first chiddush of the Gemara is that you see that what makes the five species of grain unique? The fact that in a taroves, right, when it's disappeared, when it's not visible, right, you still make a Mizonos in the taroves. That's Havin Maskana number one. Then the Gemara says, that's the first statement. What's the second statement? The second Havin Maskana? And if you say Kol Sheyeshbo, let's say you only have Kol Sheyeshbo, which is anything that's in it, that has within it. Havamina. Right. So you would think what? You would think, now, no, keep going. Right? Mishum na'ade tarobis. Right? Right. Ava ise ve'ene. Tumash malon. Kol shehu mechamesh zaminim hu nevarchan alav rem yizanos. Lafuge or zidokin. Right? Dafilu ise ve'ene. Even if you see it, right? You don't make a Mizonos, okay? Yeah. All right. So what's that Havi Maskana? Factually.
Yeah. That you would think that
Kol Sheyeshbo
is coming to teach us that only things that have five meanings you would say even if you could see it with by Or Dochen only are you the Torah, only if you see it, you know, make the Rav.
Right.
So the Torah obviously would not.
Right, in other words, this idea of taroves would only be unique to the five species of grain, not to orez and dochen.
Right.
But if you had orez and dochen outright, if I had rice in front of me, what bracha would I make?
No.
Mizonos. Kamash Malan, you
don't take mizonos at all.
You never see mizonos on orez. Okay, now, I don't, again, like I said during the shiur, I don't want to get too wrapped up in orez. We touched on it. That's not the ikar part of the sugya, but it's an interesting thing that Rav and Shmuel are excluding orez outright. So you would not make a mizonos on rice, right? Okay. So that's the second halakha that's coming.
Right.
Okay, then we went on the Gemara. Is that true? Okay, so that's statement one. So if the guy has rice bread in front of him, what bracha does he make? He makes a bracha tchila v'sof, like my sekdera. And what's my sekdera? A guy in my sekdera. Right. So, and what do you see the lach is in my sekdera? What bracha do you, what do you do with the my sekdera? It's and we'll use it like the Rambam's example, like a porridge. You make a mizonos and alamechia, right? So therefore, what should you make on rice bread? Mizonos and alamechia. So far, so good. So the Gemara says, right, when we said it was like my sekdera, we didn't really mean that. It's kind of like it, and it's not like it. Okay? Right, okay. So it's like it and it's not like it. It's like it because you make a bracha before and after, right? But it's not like it because whereas by chameshes minim, you actually make a mizonos and almechia. Here, you make a what? Shahakol and a bor nefashos. Okay? What?
It's
a funny thing. That's true. So now the Gemara says, it turns out, but it is my sekadera, right? Like a pure my sekadera. How do we know that? Right. So what do you? Well, how do you get out of that kasha? Because now it's clear from the Gemara that Oriz is a pure my sekadera. So what's the Gemara's answer? This is classic maneuver. Once you get checkmated, you assume that this is a statement by a different guy. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, he's the one who made the statement. What did he say?
Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Omer, Oriz Min Dagan, the Chayyim Ben Al Kimutso, Kamotso, Kares.
Kimutso, Kares.
All
right, so what does Rabbi Yochanan teach?
That Oriz is a sixth grade.
Right, right. It's made, well, no. I mean, nice try. That's not what he's saying. All he says is one statement. He says, rice is a mindaga. Right, that's it. I'm gonna call it the sixth. I know what you're trying to say. But he just says it's a sixth, it's a mindaga, right? Okay. To the point where he holds that you can make a matzah out of it, and it'd be chayav chametz on Pesach. Alright, fine. So then the Gemara says, but that's nice according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. And what about Rabbanan? Aval Rabbanan. This one fit into Rabbanan Shita. Right, Vahatanya. Right. And im ina prusus kamos betchila. Now comes a key case. And if it's kosis is a ores, tachna of afa. So what do you see from the Rabbanan Shita? When it's in pas form, right? And then let's you cook it. So you see, what bracha do you make on it? Mizonos, right? Okay. So that's a problem. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, so who is this like? The Gemara says, Mani, Ilema, Rav Yochanan Ben Nurihi. Can't be like Rav Yochanan Ben Nurihi. Why not? Right. So rather, El Alav Rabbanan. So, and therefore, Tiyuta Rav Shmuel Tiyuta. So therefore, what did Rabbanan hold? Right smack in the middle. Right, Rav Shmuel hold, you make, again, let's put in the context of Orez, and then we'll put it back in Lechem. So Rav Shmuel hold by Orez, nothing. Well, Shakwa, right, or Adama. Right? That's one extreme. Rav Yochanan Nuri, that's a min dagan. Whatever applies by chita applies by orez. And then Rav Shmuel, right, and then Rabbanan right in the middle. What do they say? They say mizonos. So even if they had rice bread in front of them, they say mizonos. Right? Okay. I don't know. Are you ready? Are we ready to define now?
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's start with the first Havi Maskana. Okay. We did Tosfos though first, right? Yeah. I know, but he helps like he helps. Let's just do that Tosfos quickly. It just it brings out the oddity of this bracha. It's a Kol Sheishbo. Alright, so if I make so he says this, if it contains, if there's kemach mayim or whatever, kemach and chalav, so it all depends what the guy's intention is. If when he makes it he's doing it so the guy is if for some sort of like what suda slave, right? So then you make him a zonos, right? You have to make him a zonos. You must. This is the imla devek.
In devek,
right. So, but if it's for devek, you would not have to make a mizonos, which is very odd. Why is that strange? What do you mean ain't tzarach levarach for mizonos? What kind of thing is that to say you don't have to make the bracha? That's a Gilan Shas's question. What kind of lashon is it to say you don't have to make the bracha? What? Yeah, what kind of thing is that? What do you mean you don't have to? Right? You have to make whatever appropriate bracha there is. Exactly. We do. And look at the Gilan Shas. He says, this is a crazy lashon. Right? So what do you mean ain't tzarach levarach? Ha'af eno rashai levarach barim in mizonos. Ta'avik and barach ha'shkedim barim in mizonos ta'avik bracha batala. Learners, imagine a guy, there's not the ain't tzarach, rather what? He can't make him mizonos because these are shkedim. Right? You can't make him mizonos and shkedim. What is he talking about? Right? So that's one question. One question is, why does Tosos say Eino Tzarach Levarach? That's one question. What was the other question? The idea of this optional, this Das thing, right? Based on the Das of the Gavra, can determine which bracha to make. I think we mentioned before, well, we mentioned this year, that the by Eker V'Tafel, there is a precedent for Das working. There is an idea of Das working by Eker V'Tafel, right? You can have a situation where a guy's got carrots and apples, and if you like this more than that, you can make that's what determines the bracha. But this is bizarre to say that based on his das, it was put in there for devek. But he can sit there and say, since I want it for suda salev, that changes the bracha. That's very strange. You don't have such a thing by brachas, right? All right. So what was the first movie made? That's the facts, right? What was the first svar we gave? What was the first move? Like I said, you have to make one move here. You have to figure out what is unique about mizonos. Right? What's unique about mizonos? Right. So what do we say? Don't remember. Yeah.
I think we still have the first one. Was that?
Are you remembering, or are you like putting in what you want to say?
We redo it every time.
Right.
No.
We'll find out inside him.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a question of the Rabbanan.
Oh right, I forgot that question. Right, as you see, right, you see that it's not. You see that mizonos is not in the Mishnah. Right, forgot about that. Every other bracha has a Mishnah associated with it, except for mizonos. Mizonos is no Mishnah. What? Right. Good. Okay. Yeah. All right. So far, so good. All right. Go on.
So that's as far there for the first one. That if they're really creating a new category, then it would follow the normative principles.
Well, before you get to that, though, what's the impetus to create a new category? Let's answer that first. That was the first thing. Notice, what's the impetus here? What's pushing Chazal to say, you know what, we're gonna do something different?
It's non-bread Muslim. It seems to be an unjust category.
Right. So you have something that clearly has the effects of lechem. There are lechem-like effects in it, right? When you consume
Just a level under bread.
So right, but it's that. But it's well. The question is, why, how is it a level under bread? What makes it different than bread?
More substantial than.
Well, why? No. What?
More substantial than
Adama? No, that's true. That's relative to Adama. What I want to know is, what is it about it compared to bread? In other words, we say bread is the ultimate expression of Sviya, right? So we're going to say this has that effect. There's some, Dagon captures that idea in it. right? That there's some, it has the same effect that lechem can have. But what's it lacking?
A certain form.
Right. It's the form. It lacks the tzura. Right? And why is it lack the tzura? Because it's frozen, and so to speak, in its
halfway
state.
In process.
What?
It's halfway in the process state.
Right. Right. It's no longer tzvua. That's why you wouldn't make a dam on it. But it's not pas. You never took it to the stage of pas.
What's
pas
is
dugan
again?
Dugan means you've ground it up, right?
Oh, it's ground up.
But you haven't taken it to the dough stage yet.
Have you ground it up? I think.
Well, sorry. Right. You winnowed it. I'm sorry. You winnowed it.
So it's in the dugan stage.
So right.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal is a good example. Right. So it's not bread, right? So therefore, so since it has that effect, it has the I don't know if you want to call it the culinary effect, but it has some type of the same effect that bread does, but it lacks that tzura, right? So they carved out this bracha kol mazonos. Now the question is, what's the havin maskana? So the havin would say,
in what way do we carve it out? Do they simply put a new category in which case it would follow normal rules of brachos?
Right.
Which is that?
Imagine even more than a new category. In order to say it's almost like a new substance.
Right.
Right. No, so what would you? So beforehand, you had vegetables, fruits, right, and then pas. So or pas, let's say pas here. And what they do? They kind of just push the brachas out of the way and placed in mizonos. Right? And they said this is a new substance. This substance requires its own bracha, right? Because it has that, and that makes sense, right? So they say no, that wasn't sufficient. Wasn't maskana talis? Right, they extended bread. Now, if you're going to extend lechem, right, there has to be something in this thing, right, in this food, right, that reflects that chashivas. What is it in the food that reflects that chashivas? What? No. What property? That's the maskana. No. What's the property? Taroves. That if I mix it into taroves, right, what happens? I always make, that determines what bracha make on taroves, right? In other words, that's the Gemara's point. Don't worry about Ikar Tafel yet, right? But that's the Gemara's point. The Gemara's point is to say that what do they do? They said we're gonna say there's an extension of lechem, right? We're not gonna really treat it as a new substance, right? We're gonna say it extends from lechem itself, but we have to show in this food, right? That you have to have the feature of chashivas expressed as well, just like you have chashivas and lechem. How do we know there's chashivas and lechem? Your kovei suda on lechem, when it's in taroves, also you always make the bracha based on the lechem. Same thing, you're not Kovei Suda on Dagan, right? But what you do have, you also have it defining the Tarovas, okay? So they took that idea of its effect of producing, you know, I don't know what it's called, Sviya, but that type of culinary effect that it has is similar to Pas, right? And they expressed it halachically through Tarovas. They said, when it's no longer, even when it's not visible, right? In the Tarovas, you make, no matter what, it dictates the bracha you make on the Tarovas. That's a different idea than normal brachas. Because what would you normally say? When do you make the bracha? When do you make the bracha on food X? When you see it, right? If I identify the substance, that's when I make the bracha. But if it disappears in the tarobas, what bracha would I make? Normally by foods, whatever the majority thing is, whatever the dominant thing is in the tarobas, right? Okay, so that's the first havi maskana. That's critical. Like if you don't have that move in place, I don't think anything else will be able to flow from it. That's the first step that they do, right? Okay. So far, okay.
So
now, then you have the second issue. This is the tricky one.
Not so good, actually.
Not so good.
No.
Why?
In the first way of learning, the new category, why would only commit...
There's clearly a premise here, right? I mean, I want to wait till we get to Ryoko Minori's position to bring out their premise, but what's the premise? How do they know it's these five things and only these five things? Where do they get that from?
They were told,
right? I'm not sure what else you could say. I mean, it's going to be very difficult to start speculating about what it is about these five things. I mean, you want to say sociologically, it's always been the thing that people make hamotzi, like the people Kovei Sudan? I guess you could say that. I don't know. But then the problem is that why is it fixed? You know what I mean? I think it's easier to say it's a Masorah. That they just knew there's some sort of Masorah that these are the five grains. That's it.
So the question was, did the Masorah create a new category with these, or did it extend
it? Where's Joffrey? Hey, Joffrey. Yeah, but see, let me ask a question. That's the premise. That's why they never naturally.
The question was given that premise, did the Rabbanan extend or create a new premise?
Correct, given that premise. But that leads to the next Havi Maskana by Orez,
that's
right?
Havi Maskana is a different sort of Havi Maskana, similar, but
different. Right, which is?
Which is that even if you say the Rabbanan created a new premise, they extended from bread. So you would say that they still were tied to the Torah to some extent. You said that they denied the any reality other than Mazonim, or is strictly rooted in the Mazonim?
In other words, when this idea of Mazonim in place, so the question is, I hate to put it in the context of how far you go, because I don't like ever wording as far that way, but there is some reality of that here. In other words, did they say that there's a certain property that the Mesorah basically focuses on, or did the Mesorah come and create these five grains as being abstract halachic grains, meaning that, as I like to put it, they're halachified. They're no longer, they're not normative food. It's like matzah, right? Matzah is not unleavened bread. It's matzah or a lulav. A lulav is not a palm frond. It's a lulav. It operates based on a different set of rules. It's an abstract entity. So maybe you could say the same thing about the five grains, that they gave it that it's an they're abstract qualities. And therefore, you could never have anything other than these five things to be included. Only these five and no auras, right? So that's the second Hanukkah maskana, okay? Which I'm not, like, that sugya is a very interesting sugya in of itself. If I had more time, I'd love to go into that. Though, again, like I said, the whole auras business, very difficult. So now, what's the Maisa Kedera thing? So the Gemara says, yeah, but you see that, you see Maisa Kedera, right? What do you see with Maisa Kedera? What's a Maisa Kedera? It's a porridge.
Dish.
A wheat dish, very good.
A grain dish,
okay.
A grain dish.
Right. A five species dish. Or not. Right. So what was the Havi Maskana there? It's very strange. The Gemara says it's like Maisa Kedera, not like Maisa Kedera.
Right, so the Havi is that Maisa Kedera
is a positive being. Right. Or does Maisa Kedera teach you that you, what bracha do you make on a Maisa Kedera? Mazonos. Which echoes, it's funny because it echoes at, I'm not saying Maisa Kedera is a substance, but there's an echo there of it being like a different type of substance.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay, fine. And the Maskana says what? Right, that's the key. You don't make a motzi, right? It's a non-hamotzi grain dish. So who says you, only bracha makes a mazonos? Maybe say shakal also, right? Okay. Yeah. In other words, was when we say this thing called the maisa kedera, right? Porridge as a paradigm. There's two ways you can look at that statement. Does that mean that this substance you make a mazonos on, or do you learn out that it's not that you have to make mazonos on this? Rather, right? You don't make hamotzi in a maisa kedera. Something in this state, a grainy dish that's never been taken to its pas culmination, you do not make a motzi on. You do not make a motzi on that. That's what so who says that the only bracha you make on a grainy dish is mazonos? Maybe it's a shahakal also? That's what I want to say. Right? Who didn't like that? What do you guys didn't like that? Right? It's a very interesting position also. What does Rabbi Yochanan Nuri hold? He holds... So he has no idea of a masara. There's no idea of a masara of five grains. Right? That's also an interesting machlokes, which... I don't want to take up. What? Yeah, but that's more of a meta type of machlokas.
Yeah,
but it's a strange machlokas. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri had a different, either I don't know if he didn't have that Masara or a different Masara. What does he say? He says, what is Mindagan? Well, what's Mindagan in general? Right, so, but the easy way to say it is it's a property in the food, right? Foods, certain foods are defined as Mindagan. They have certain properties, right? So why would always be excluded? Right, in other words, they're saying, but that implies. But what does that imply, though? What does Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's position imply? Not anything, but you could discover a new grain today, right? A new grain type thing, and say this is also what do you call it? You can use it for your matzah and pesach. You know what I mean? That's a difficult consequence of his position. But that's not our issue. All right. What about Rabbanan? Right? Rabbanan Lakina. So what do Rabbanan hold? They're weird, right? Right. So what I want to suggest for Rabbanan is that Rabbanan...
How is the difference
how is it of Rabbanan? So I want to posit the following. That whereas by Rav and Shmuel, they're going to hold that they took the institution of Lechem and they worked their way down, so to speak. They extended it from Lechem to create the Bracha Mazonos. Rabbanan say no. Rabbanan start off with the idea of Dagan, right? That there's a general concept called Dagan, right? And that includes Oris. Maybe includes others, but includes Oris, right? And then, what does the Mesorah do? The Mesorah comes along and tells you that it's only from these five that the idea of Lechem can emerge, right? They identify these five species, that only these can, because all those things from Dagan can turn to Lechem, so why don't you make Hamotzi and bench on all of them? So the answer is, I think, is because that's where the Mesorah comes in. The Mesorah says, no, it's only these five. Why those five? Again, I don't know. But those five are the ones, you can speculate on that, but those five are the ones that are supercharged. Are now we abstract from them the idea of hamotzi, right? But dagan is a quality that can exist in foods, right? So that was all right. So that was the main idea there, right? Any yeah. The main point he got this whole thing is where Mizona sits in the food chain, so to speak. All right. Where it sits in the food chain, like where its position is. All right. Okay. Now, so now comes the what do you call it? The fun stuff, but the more difficult stuff. All right. So the question now is, what's Kol Sheyeshbo? All right. Now you have a big machlokas of what Kol Sheyeshbo is. Right. All right. So let's start off with the Gemara. So the Gemara in Lama Vav Amud Beis, prior to the Gemara we just did, which starts off by saying Chavetz Gedera, which is a what?
This flour, honey, and oil dish.
Right, the old flour, honey, oil dish. Right. So the Gemara says Chavetz Gedera.
Chavetz Gedera, I think Disa.
Daisa.
Daisa, which is Greek.
Right.
Yehuda Amar Shakami at the Baruch. Shakana Amar Baruch Nevis.
All right. So what's Machlokes? When you had this this what do you call it? This this porridge type dish, honey, flour, and oil. Okay. So what bracha do you make? So it's a machlokas, shakal or mizonos. So the Gemara says, no. Let's clarify this. Everyone agrees what? So everyone agrees that if it's just daisa alone, you make a mizonos. Rather what? Kipligi, but daisa kein chavetz kedera. So what happened? What did you do to this? Your grits. You had grits, and then what'd you do? Yeah, what?
Honey.
A lot of honey. No, it has to be. A lot of honey. You added a lot of honey to the dish, all right? So you have to start off with your grits, your pure grits, and you start adding honey to it, all right? So that's the machlokas. So one side says, Rav Yehuda Amar Shahakal, why?
So Dubsha
Iker, right? Which on the surface seems to make a lot of sense, right? Because why should you say, why?
The majority is
honey, right? And the majority is honey. Normally, what we say by ikar v'tafel, right? Where and there's when you have a mixture, right? Yeah, exactly. So why should it be any different here? So he says you make a shahakol because the honey is the ikar, right? But then Rav Kahana says no. He says no. The flour is the ikar. Okay, the flour is the ikar. Why? We don't know yet. But the Gemara then says, and this lines up with Rav Shmuel's statement of Kol Sheyeshbo, right? Okay. And that leads us to so that's one question we have to answer then is, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas to say shahakol versus mizonos on this porridge, honey thingy, where the honey is the majority, right? Why would you say mizonos? Shahakol makes a lot more sense. You go by the normative properties of ikar v'tafel. Okay, so that leads us to the Rush. So what does the Rush say? Okay, so what does he hold? So the Rush says what? He says anything whose ikar, right, is from the Chamesha Saminim, even if this rove is min acher, mivarchan Allah borei min mizonos, right? You make a mizonos. So again, this has to make sense. If the ikar, meaning, okay, this is how people seem to learn this, that if the starting point is grits, it's a grit dish, okay, and then you add in honey, even if you add in an exorbitant amount of honey, what bracha are you making to Haroves?
Mizonos.
Implying that what? If I had a big dish of honey and I added some flour into it, what bracha would I make? No, I make a shahakal. What? Because why does he have to say that? Because why does he call she karam the chamesh zaminin? Or a second. Or like look at the Miri. The Miri also says. The Miri says sheikra tafsho karal shem osa min the chamesh zaminin. Meaning what? You would never. In other words, if you have oatmeal. Let's say I start off with oatmeal, right? And then I add in. What am I adding to my oatmeal?
Honey.
Okay. So a person will still call it oatmeal. I mean, you can call it like maple and brown sugar oatmeal, but it's still at its ikar, it's oatmeal. Well, hold on.
But there's no difference.
I'm not saying this. This is how everybody learns. This is how they learn the Rush and the Miri. This is how they learn it.
I mean,
right? No one's saying. But if I had honey and I added some flour to it, I wouldn't call that oatmeal or whatever. I wouldn't call it a flour honey dish. Right? What? Right. Exactly. I would call it honey.
Majority honey. Then you already. I mean, I don't think you're going to relate to it as oatmeal. Like you're going to relate to it as honey.
Yeah, okay, so it's a good, right, so what it's, you're right. First of all, if it went by the way you relate to it, so then you'd be, that's Rav Yehuda. He'd say, at the end of the day, you have majority honey here, so who cares? But the Rush, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that you make a mezonah. So the Rush is telling you that, what's the case? The case is, where's the chiddush? That's the key way to phrase it. The way to phrase the question is, where's the chiddush kol sheyeshbo? What is that idea? Where's the expression of that idea? Well, hold on. So where's that idea expressed? That idea is expressed in Taroves. What kind of Taroves, right? Here, what bracha should you make? Shahakol, right? Well, you make a mezonos. In the case, it's majority honey and a minority grits. What bracha should you make? You should make shahakol. The chiddush is you make a mezonos. But, if the case where I started off with honey and I added some flour to it, or whatever, oats, whatever it might be, then I make a shahakol. Okay, so that's the Rush. He's here. What does the Rashba say? Now see, you know, we see how he says ikaro. I mean, that's the other way. You have to be medayik that way. He says ikaro. What does he mean by ikaro? Machmas duvsho. What does he mean by ikaro? He means you start off with honey. Your honey. You've got a lot of honey. No. He's arguing. Rosh is arguing.
The only thing we know is that there's a majority of honey in both places.
Like this. In other words, we know this. I have two. I'll tell you what we know. One case is I start off with oatmeal and I add honey to it. The other case is that I start off with honey and I add oats to it. No, two different cases.
So it just sort of just matters which one you put in first.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. But the Rashba would say no. The Rashba says it doesn't make a difference. You know what the Rashba says? The Rashba says that you always make a mezonos, even in the case where I start off with honey and I add in flour. As long as I'm adding in the flour for what purpose? What's
To
right, lahatimo lachshiro. In some way, I'm not using it as a binding agent. I'm using it to
improve the
taste of it. Okay. Then what bracha do I make? A mezonos. So the Rashba is the other extreme. So to make it simple, let's exclude Devek for now. The Rashba holds I always make a mezonos. Always make a mezonos. It doesn't matter what I start off with, right? Okay. Then you have the Ramban. Okay. So what does the Ramban say? Yeah. The Rambam says, yeah. Well, we went to this Rambam quickly because we were running a little really late. So let's go slower now. So what does the Rambam say? Let's start with halacha dalad. Okay. So if you take flour from one of the five species, and what do? You cook it in a pot. Bein levado. Gimel brachas.
So whether it's by itself or you're mixing it with other things like cakes and things like that. Then hadagan shachilko o sasho o bishlo b'kidera on harikos v'geres caramel.
Bishlo b'kidera, right?
Zeh hanikra ma'aseh k'dera. Then kol tasho she'era bo echa b'chal shizimim. Then kemach ben pas.
That's what we care most about, right? We care any tafsho that you mix into it, something from the five species, from the five grains, whether it's flour or bread, we make a mezonos, right? Okay. Now, which cases are we talking about? Right. But if one of the five grains... Okay, so if he mixes in one of the five grains, and the five grains are tafel, okay, you're not mevarech.
I thought they were inherently not tafel.
Hold on. Right. All right. He says, in mevarech el al ikar, potres et tefillah. You make the bracha on the other thing, okay? And that would be, and that would potter your need to make a bracha on the bread, or on whatever, on the dagan. Vezek al bebrachos. Right. And that's a general rule. What's the general rule of Iker and Tafel?
You make the bracha on the Iker.
And then both is a Tafel. Right. Okay, good. Ketzad. Oh, so now, okay, now. Ketzad hi hatfeila ha me'oreves. Now, this is the first type of taroves. What's the situation of a mixture where the tefila is mixed in? Okay. Lefes.
Lefes okru shabishlo ve'era vo kemach sh'echad mechavesh aminim k'dei ladapto. Eimor ala v'reminim ezonos.
Okay, so what's the case?
You have vegetables that are cooked and mixed in with
you mix into them flour. Right, so you have, let's say, what vegetable?
Red pepper.
red. But Aki wants to be creative. You have red pepper, and what do you add into the red pepper? Red peppers, a little bit of flour. Why? What does the Rambam say? Why? The devek. What does devek mean? Add it in for what purpose? As a binding agent, right? It's adding in as a binding agent, meaning it's not lahatimo lachshiro. It's not there to make it taste better. He's just adding it there to give it more consistency, right? So what's halacha? Right. So you don't make a bracha on the mizonos. You don't make a mizonos on it. Yeah. You don't make a mizonos. Okay.
What?
To make it smell better. That's a good question, by the way. I mean, I'm going to take that up. That's not necessary for us to take up. It's a good question what the difference is between a binding agent and to make it smell better. Because making it smell better... What? Is it?
No, their hashira is not in the actual food itself. They're external.
No, thank you for pointing that out, by the way. You're right. You're right. There's a good deal in the Rambam. The smell, yeah. All right. Or kadila tzba'a top show. Also, another seems like unimportant thing. Hare zet tfeila lo. Okay? But, avaim ire, but if you mix it in...
Harehu
Iker. Harehu Iker.
Not
how Iker. It's just the Iker. Why don't we see the Iker? It is Iker. It is Iker. Right? That is what it is. Levikach. Right? So therefore, if you have different kinds of honey, right, that you cook, and you add in what? You make these honey candies, and in the honey candies, you add in flour for the purpose of consistency. I know. You don't make a mizonos. Why?
Because
the dvash is the yekar. Okay. Now, let's do the last case. And what's a case of tefela she'ina merevis? Which, by the way, it's called normally a tarovis shimushi, which means that it's one's functioning for the other. But what's the situation? No. They're eating together. Well, they're eating one's eating with the other.
They're eating with one another.
Yeah, but it's not a tarovis.
They're eating them?
We'll see.
So,
Kate said he had tefillah she'ina merevis. Harei shetzarech le'echol dag maliach. The guy needs to eat salty fish. And what happened? So, see, it sounds like he's eating it with it, right? Why? Because he doesn't want the salty stuff to hurt his throat, his tongue. So, what are you? Mevarach maliach, potros pas. Right? And we saw that. If you take a look at the, that Mishnah, right? Yeah, that Mishnah Memdalin. Right, we see that there also. A very funny idea. Right? What do you see in the Mishnah Memdalad? So it says, they brought before him Malia, Tchila, Upasimo. Right? Right. Because the pas is tuffle to it. Right? And the Gemara says, what's the case? Umikamidi. How can you tell me? Dahabi Malia Chikr, Pas Tvila. What kind of case is that? Oh, so Amravacha, right there, Avira, Anarashi, the old Ochle Peros Gnusar Shano. Right, what are Peres Gnusar? Let's use Tosfos. The Tosfos explains what happens by Ochle Peres Gnusar. So they were very, these sweet fruits, right? Hypersweet. So, Shamaliach Eker, Shehu Bala Hashiv Halev, Shenechlash Mibne Mesikos Aperos. That Pasha La Acharov, that sounds like what? According to Tosfos, it sounds like you eat first the sweet, then you eat, and then the Pas, right? And it's only there because of the saltiness, right? So Tosos is explaining what happens. You have these excessively sweet fruits. I guess that bothers people, the taste afterwards. So to offset the, the proper term, the humors, the restore the humor balance, right? What do? You have something salty, and now you should be back in equilibrium. Right. But the problem is that even when you restore your equilibrium, what's the problem? The problem is that, but it's still too salty. It's interesting. You haven't even restored your equilibrium. You've gone, it's interesting how that works. It's not, I'm not sure how you measure it out, but I guess like you have, we'll call it 50 points of sweet, right? But then when you have the salty thing, that's about 70 points of salty. Now you're negative 20 in the salty area. So pas is plus 20, it brings you back to zero. Yeah, so what's the question? The question here is why should it be? Or should we buy the Gemara's explanation? Maybe we should say pas is so important that what? Well, right, it should always be the Iker. Isn't that, in other words, that's how, if you're going to tell me that pas is this chasha food, what I would say is that it's always the Iker, right? Exactly right. You can't do anything about it. It's right, exactly. Your question is, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Kahana? That's the first question. Right? What's the machlokas? Do you say, this is Akiva, this is your point, right? You're a Rav Yehuda guy. Rav Yehuda says, if I have honey, and I have a little bit of flour in there, I make a shahakol, right? Whereas Rav Kahana says, no, I make a mizonos. And the question is, which one's the ikar? So what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? You'd say, make an andvash, you make shahakol. Why? Okay, so how? So defend the other side. Rabbi Yehuda. So one more time. We don't abstract.
Yeah.
Right. Meaning that what? So what do you hold? So he held like the original version of a. Right. Correct. In other words, this is a new category of bracha, chlamazonos. That's it, right? Okay. So now, I mean, there is. I didn't emphasize this in the shir, but you could make a point of saying that the fact that you have this specific shevach. See, I mean, this is a little bit of a separate point, but it's important anyway. What's the difference between adama and ha'etz? But trees grow from the ground. Right? Yo, are they really though?
There's different tastes.
Oh, because you use the word abstract, so that's it. That's what makes it an elam. You're right. What makes it a tree is the fact that it regrows every year, whereas a vegetable has to be planted. Right? You remember that was from the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, fine. But how does it... Okay, but what does it tell you? But the fact is, there is a difference in the Shevach. And let me ask you a question. Insofar as primacy is concerned, what's more important, so to speak? What's Rechashev? The eights, right?
That's more level of growth.
Right, so there's an idea. There's an idea in brachos. There's an idea in brachos that the greater level of specificity is a greater shevach. There's some idea like that. I'm not going to get into why that has to be the case, but there's an idea in brachos that the greater level of specificity is also greater shevach. So borei pri adama is a great shevach. That's saying things that grow from the ground. That's this much, right? Borei pri eitz is a more specific bracha, right? As an example, what bracha you make on wine? Geffen, right? That's an even more specific expression. What? Oh, yes. That's true. That's correct. All right. Funny guy over there with the Mishnah, but that's true. All right. But let's put the Shayim to the side. Look at Kistin. Brahman and Kistin. Let's watch something like that. All right. I got to look at why they didn't get accepted. But anyway, so that's the thing. So Mizonos, so Rav Yehuda can argue that the fact you have the bracha alone is enough of a... Is a considerable expression of its chashivas, because you're saying you have an even more specific bracha, right? You go from adama, so to speak, to eitz, and now you have mizonos. Mizonos is an even more specific type of shevach. Okay, but that's fine. But what's the key consequence of Yehuda's position, right? The food, we follow the normal rules of ikar v'tafel. We don't tinker with those rules. But that's not what Rav Kahana is saying. Right. See, if you're Rabbi Yehuda says treat just because you have dagon, because you have these grains, doesn't mean now you mess with how ikar v'tafel works. So like you would say, as long as I have the majority is honey, minority is kemach, I make the bracha on the honey. That's not what Rav Kahana says. Rav Kahana says that what happened here, he says no. He says that since mizonos has a certain expression of chashivas, right, and we know that chashivas is expressed in taroves, that's going to require us to do what? To manipulate the normative rules of ikar v'tafel. We're going to change those rules. Now the machlokas and the mishonim is going to be... What?
You're not making the bracha.
You are.
You're making the bracha on the honey. You're not making the bracha on the stupid
flour. No. Did you call the flour stupid?
Yeah, I call it flour.
I see. So, right. So if the... So I would argue... We know that when it comes to... We know when it comes to Dagon, to these five grains, we need some way to express their importance, right? And the Gemara says, kol sheyeshbo, meaning when they're in a taroves, normally you wouldn't make the bracha on the mizonos. But we do. That's the premise. That's the chiddush. You have no choice but to accept it, right? But if that's the case, now the machlokas in the Rashba and the Rambam is going to be when it comes to manipulating the laws of ikar v'tafel. How far do we go? Okay, clear. So now, what's the machlokas Rash and Rashba?
Yeah, the Rash holds that whatever the base ingredient is the determiner for ikar.
Okay.
Ingredient?
Yeah.
What's that? First, then you build the food around.
Right. You build. So that's why he has it that way. In other words, if you start off with oatmeal, right, and you add in honey, so oatmeal is your base food. That's the base, and you're building off of that. So that's the chiddush. Even if the other species is rove, the fact you built it off the dagon, you make a mazonos. But if I start off with honey, right? So according to him, what's the idea of ikker when it comes to the chameshes minim?
Which one you put in first?
No, better than. See, that's what he's describing. But what is that? What's the ikker? When is it the ikker? Which why? When it functions as a zon, right? When it functions as the mazon, right? That's when you make. That's when it's the ikker. Right, so it's so that the key thing in the rush is that it's a dependent ikker. It's not intrinsic in a thing that's an ikker. Rather, it's only when it functions a certain way does this ikkerness become expressed. Correct. Yes. Yeah. For sure. Because what should you say? Say that. Right. Exactly. No. Right. No matter how much honey I pour into it, once this thing is once this dish is defined as a zun, you can never remove that identity. That's the expression of its ikker, right? That's when it's being expressed as an ikker. The Rashba says no, right? The Rashba says it's axiomatic. It's intrinsic. It is, they redefine this food as... Right, in other words, what they said was that, right, it's an amazing thing. It's the coolest, according to the Rashba, it's a great trick. Whereas I have in front of me, right, we'll use Akiva, right? Akiva has in front of him honey and flour, right? So normally, honey's ikker, flour is tafel. And Rashi says, no. What happens is they reverse. They automatically reverse. In fact, you even argue it never was ikker tafel the way you thought it was. It was always the dagon's ikker and the honey's tafel. That's the definition of how it works. In other words, it's not just that it's the ikker, right? But what does it do to tarovis?
I mean, it takes over.
Exactly. Right. It takes over the tarovis. It always defines what the tarovis will be. Right? That's the Rashba. That's the Rashba. But hold on. Okay, is that clear? Rakib, you understand that? Right? So that, but now that's not such a, that's, I mean, I, that's not a crazy idea. I hear what the Rashba is saying. It's, there's definitely something appealing to that idea, which is that as long as there's Dagon in there, right, the presence of Dagon demands the Mizonos. But the idea is, though, is that he's redefining how Ikar V'Tafel works. Okay? And that's the expression of his Chashivas. Its importance is expressed in the fact that you're redefining how Ikar V'Tafel works. But I want to say the Rambam's not quite like the Rashba. He is like the Rashba. No, 90%.
What does Rambam say?
So the Rambam uses, well, okay, I want to say this. I want to say the Rambam says that as a food, see, the Rashba's saying in the Taroves, right, when you ever have a Taroves with Dagon in it, it defines the nature of the Taroves. So therefore, it's always a grain Taroves. That's what it is. I want to say the Rambam's not saying that. The Rambam's saying that Dagon, that the five grains were endowed with the property as a food of being ikker food, right? That they are ikker foods. Whenever you have Dagon, you're having an ikker food, right? Now, if I have...
Well, why do we consider an ikker food?
Because it produces the effect of svia.
Okay.
As a certain culinary effect. And that effect is what gives us chashivas, all right? So now, since it's an ikker food, now, but at the same time, if I have a ton of honey, that's also ikker. Vis-a-vis the tarobas, that's an ikker food now. That's ikker. So now what happens when I add the kemach in? I have what? I have two ikars, right? So the Rambam, I'm saying that what's the chiddush? The chashivas of mizonos is expressed insofar as the dagon will now redefine the dvash as tafel. You understand? But that's because you have two ikarim. You can never have in the tarov as two ikarim. Well, I should say that.
We can only come out with...
Normally speaking, you never have two ikarim in a tarovis. You gotta make a bracha on one of them. So the chashivas of Dagon is telling you that you take the, in other words, they're equal ikarim, so to speak. We can't leave them as equal. So what happens? The Dagon retains its status as the ikar, and the dvash becomes tafel to it. Okay? But that's not the Rashba. The Rashba is saying, naturally speaking, because that's its chashivas. That is its chashivas. But that's what the Rashba says. The Rashba is saying that when I add the flour in, it always redefines the tarovis. That is its definition. It's not a property only in the food, it's a property in tarovis itself. Whenever I have a mixture of grain and honey, that is always defined by the grain.
The Rambam says you're not actually going to the tarovis.
What?
The Rambam says you're not actually going to the tarovis.
The Rambam is saying, Now, with that in place, now we can branch down two directions. We have Devek, and we have the case of Maliach. You understand? That's why I was approaching this. In other words, once you have Kol Sheishbo worked out, now to test that, to really push that theory to its extreme, test the two extreme cases. One extreme case is the Maliach case. The other extreme case is the Devek case. The glue case. So which one we do first? We did Devek? No, I think we did Maliach first. All right, so let's do Maliach first. So what's the Kaddish by Maliach? How could it be that if I have salted fish, right, and bread, who cares the fact that I'm eating the bread, what do you call it, only because of the salted fish? What's the difference? So what do we say? What? Right. Because normally in a mixture, okay, think about how taravas works. If you make a cholent, right, so what do you want in the cholent? You want all the foods there, right? In other words, part of the identity of the taravas is that I want all the components in the taravas, or else you wouldn't add it into the taravas, right? When you make a cholent, Jaffe's not here, but when Jaffe makes a cholent, I don't want spices in there. But when you make a cholent, what do you put in there? Things that you want, right?
Meat, beans.
Because you like those, right? Okay. So that's the difference here. Here, right? Here, what's happening? Here.
Here, you're related to the bread only in strictly as a medicinal sense.
Okay. I guess so. I'm not sure if they put in that framework. Could be.
I'm taking the salted fish.
What? Right. Because once you do that, so then you're taking it out of any function as like a hana or any of those ideas. Right, but vis-a-vis taroves, that's not a taroves anymore. Right.
What is this?
What's your question, Josh?
Is this any different from...
In other words... Right, correct. So that's the Gemara, that's the Mendal case. Now, what about Devek? So Devek, all right, what do you have to say about Devek? Devek is what?
It's also not related to it's a food item.
Why not? Because, but I would, the Havmin, oh, it's like we do the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say by Devek? That's on, where is that? Lamates, right? Yeah, Lamates Saman Aleph. What does the Gemara there say? Right? That's a suitcase. Right? Lamates Saman Aleph. It says,
that's the adding more
flowers. Yeah, that's the Devek case.
Yeah.
That's a Devek, yeah.
I want flowers.
Adding more flowers.
Yeah, so Amar Ravashi.
Yeah, Vinan Be Rapana Amaran Tafila Tsaka Lil Namashi Bakimkas Rape Hadama. Lisa Dimashi Bakimkas Fe Braman Arizonas.
Vahada Amar Idi Barapi Adama. Right? Bahai Dishadi Bakimcha Tfe the Dvuki Bahama Avila. Alright, and that's the key thing, that's what I care about. Meaning that what? Meaning that you would think if you add Kemach for Devek, you should still make a Mizonos on the dish, right? Kemach when you don't. Why would you think you should make a Mizonos? It's Kemach. You're still getting a nutrient benefit from it. It can still produce this Svia effect. That's all still there. But what's the Kiddush?
The medicine, you're not, you don't want it at all for the quality of the food itself. You're doing
it.
There's
no hana. It's removing certain negatives. It's not even nutrient benefit.
Right, not even
serving,
not even helping the food.
True, you're right. Here is
actually structuring your food.
Right, correct. Okay, right. So that's the chiddush devek. The chiddush devek is it's not a mashpia, right? That lahatimu lachshiro means that you're improving the culinary phenomenon of the food. Here, when you add a devek, it's simply a binding agent. Binding agent means that there's no. I think Dilev, you mentioned it was like no hana, right? How you put it? There's like no hana there. Would be the achila, right? In fact, you can even argue that maybe you put it this way. There's no hana vis-a-vis the achila, but there is hana vis-a-vis the ocha. You know what I mean? In other words, vis-a-vis the maisa achila, there's no hana. But vis-a-vis the ocha itself, it is making the food better.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, because it gives a certain consistency, you know?
The consistency makes it taste better.
No, it does not.
Sure it does.
No, it does not.
It's way more pleasant to eat some.
That doesn't mean it tastes better. I think he answers Tosos nicely. Because, so sometimes, you see this sometimes. Sometimes you can come up with an approach, but I think Tosos pulls us back from the brink. Because he doesn't want to say that the devik's not there at all, right? Rather, what I want to say is that he holds the devik is an ingredient. The kemach is an ingredient in this taroves. On the one hand, the kemach always has its chashivas because it's kemach. You can't strip that property. On the other hand, its function is one that lacks in any type of expression whatsoever, right? So I think he treats it as a neutral food. What I mean by neutral is that it doesn't have it's like floating there, so to speak. In other words, it's saying that you have the right to go ahead and give it whatever identity you want to based on how you relate to it. Why is we going to tomorrow? Now, with all this said and done, so what do we see? So we see at this point, we see what's the idea. The idea here is that Kol Sheyesh Bo teaches you that the chashivas of the Chamesh Minim is expressed through its ikar identity in the Tarovas. Okay? That's Kol Sheyesh Bo. Now comes the other part, which is Pasta Abakistan. Okay? Pasta Abakistan. All right, everyone loves Pasta Abakistan. All right, Membe Zaman Alf. What? Post, right, so, and that's a critical difference. So we start from the beginning. What does it literally mean, Pasta Abakistan, not pocket? What's Pasta Abakistan? It means dessert bread. Okay, sweet bread. Okay, some sort of bread that cake ish. Right, but you got to be careful. Like,
it's not necessarily cake.
Right, it doesn't have to be cake. But if that's the example you want to use, that's fine. Cake is fine.
Well, not right.
What?
Use crackers.
Well, I know what the positions are. I know. Thankfully, I've done this before. I did the sugya. We did it together.
Right? Right. Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So what does the Gemara say? Membe zaman alf and brachos. Okay. Rav Huna. Unbelievable. So Rav Huna did what? So, and Rashi points out, he ate from pasba v'kisnin v'lo birech acharav. Right? Now, by the way, if you look at Mem Alf, now I didn't bring this up in the shir, but if you look at Mem Alf and Mabez, you don't have a Mem Alf and Mabez. But anyway, when Pasta Abakistan is actually mentioned beforehand, right? But it's not nothing as far is concerned. But Rashi there explains. He says, Pasta Abakistan, la'achar achila, ubirkas amazam. So after eating and benching, how you regilin lahavi kisnin. They bring in these things called kisnin. Then klayos, and they were like, I don't know what he means here.
Roasted
grains? Yeah, but I don't know if he really means that. Anyway, lefi sheyofin lalev. Because what are they? Right. Yeah. Well, some of the Rishonim asked that question. Yes. What? And so he says. Now Rashi seems to line up with Nilosh because he says Hani kisni demalu liba, right? Umavian imahen. Oh no, sorry. Right. So it means klaios. And then in order to be male the lave, they bring with it pas shenilusha im tavlin. They bring in pas as Nilosh. That's meaning that, again, in the dough was baked. What? All these different spices, right? Veisha osim osam kimin siporim, vilanos, right? They make all these, like, birds and trees. Yeah, but ochle mehen davar muat. Okay? When we talk, shenosim about tavlin harbe, but because they add in all these various spices, vegozim, ushkedim, and the nuts and the almonds, things like that, right? Ume achle muat, right? And it's you eat a small amount of it, lo hiti nuha bracham ein shalosh. Right? That's why you wouldn't make a bracha of you wouldn't make a ala mechia. What? No, I don't know if he's saying that. He's saying ocha muat. It's a good question. Good question. Right. Oh, that's right. Well, I mean, the riff clearly, indicates that'd be the case. Right. So what happens here? So Rav Huna did what? Rav Huna ate 13 of these pasta bakistans, which seems to be abnormal. Right? Normally, you don't sit down and have that much, right? Mm-hmm. So Rav Nachman comes along and says what?
Bench.
He says, oh, right. He didn't bench. So I'm like Rav Nachman.
Yeah,
right? Which means, basically, like Rashi says.
Yeah.
Right? V'achila merubas kzu lo niftaras bracha. Right? So you ate this, this isn't a snack. If a guy has 13 of these little pasta abakistan, that's not a snack anymore. You know what that is? A meal. And if it's a meal, what do you have to do? You have to bench, right? You have to bench. That's clear. You have to bench, right? Okay. And that's Rav Nachman's kasha. Rav Nachman's kasha and Rav Huna is, you have to bench. So he says, Amar Le Rav Nachman, Azui Ela, Kol Shachayim, Kovin Lav Suda, Sarach Levarach. And what do you see? And there's a principle. What's the principle?
You have enough to be Kovayasuda.
What? again, what does the achirim thing mean? So just again, I don't want to get into this, okay? But right. So what happened? So he went to the wedding party, right? He went to the wedding party, and in the shmor, what were they serving? Right. By the way, right, and that's the other point I wanted to bring down. So then the Gemara says what? The Gemara says, so he went to the wedding party. What were they doing? It's because it's no, it's where is it?
Oh, it is a wedding party.
Yeah, no.
So it is the.
No, it's
No, I'm
saying Lebre Bay Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva.
Outside.
I saw the Kaimo. I'm telling you, it was a wedding party.
I don't know.
I just know. I forgot why I knew that, but I think that's what it means. Whatever. So he's there. So what happened? So what happens is that, what is he? What happens? He says, Ki asa shmainu. He heard that they're making a mozi. They're serving these little dessert breads. How could they be making a mozi? So he says, Ma, go ahead.
I don't know who. My tzitzi de kashman.
Right? Dilma. What's this CT sound I hear? Right, right. It could be you're making a mozi? What kind of, you guys are like, no halacha. Terrible. Right? It's like right up, Yeah, so Gemara says, yeah, you're right. You know what? To you. Yeah, we're going to make a mozi. You're damn right. For sure. Why? Hamotzi, Bamar Shmuel, Lachem Rimona. Right. So his response is what? Amar Lahu, you're wrong. We don't pass Lachem Rimona. All right, fine. That's a good question in of itself. What that machlokas is. All right, but I'm not going to take that up. All right, and keep going. But you see, it's a kasha. Because what do you see from there? You make a motzi and pass over kisten. No, shiny hasam. The kava. Right. Okay. So you have an unbelievable idea. And then okay, let's go to the Rashba. The Rashba is incredible. Because the Rashba was the Rashba, right? The Rashba says, yeah, that he said, okay, but we skipped this. Okay, let's start from the beginning of 13. Right? So he quotes the Gemara. If you turn the page, he says like this. After he quotes the Gemara, he says, Dilo, the second line, Dilo Amru Bapasava Kistin, Shainatuna Lafanea, Elamine Mizanos of the Sosman Shalosh. Second page, source 13, the next page though. All right? He says, when we say by Pasavah Kisnin, right, that you only make mizonos and almichya, why? Ella bisha ocha mimeno me'at, kiderech halo asim mimena, me'at letainug, the idom umusika. That was already my tip for the svara. Because what's the Rashba telling you? He's telling you that there's a way it's eaten. There's a way you eat Pasavah Kisnin. How do you eat it? It's like dessert food. I it is true. You eat. I mean, think about it. When you have dessert at my house, right? Don't you eat the cake differently? There's a different, way of eating it.
No, the different. Cake has, different layers.
Okay, so.
You always have the top layer.
That's incredibly flawed.
Okay.
It's like desserts also.
But that's different. That's Achilles Gassan then.
Pocket snack. No.
What does that mean, a pocket snack?
Right. For example, an ice cream sandwich.
Right. So then what does the Rashba say? But he says in the end, he says, Vaha Marhu, da da. He says, Vidafka, de Kava Layu Mikara. Halo kava mikara mevarach bori mi name is anos vilo acha elamat mevarach rechem main shalosh vim acha kashir shachrim kovin lav suda afa bishlo birach betchilaso hamotzi mevarach vasov shlosh brachos. It's an amazing idea. So how does it work? It works like this. If I have, I have two paths in front of me. Okay, is this slice of pizza? We'll use pizza as an example. Is this going to be my snack or my lunch? If it's my lunch, what bracha do I make? Hamotzi, and I bench afterwards. And if I say it's a snack, what bracha do I make? Mizonos. But let's say I decide one slice is not enough, and I start consuming multiple slices of pizza. What do I do?
Oh, you say
no, not a mozi afterwards. Because a mozi afterwards. That is an astonishing idea. How can you have a food that changes its identity? Yes, that's going to be the answer. But I'm saying the question you have to pose is that what kind of thing is it to say the food has this like, I start off with an A and then it becomes B? What kind of thing is that? So that's what I want to say. What's unique about Pasavah Kisnin? I like this idea a lot. What's Pasavah Kisnin? It's different than Dagan. Why?
What do you want to say? You want to say that it's Pas who's stripped of its excuse.
Well, right. In other words, well, it's stripped. I don't want to say stripped.
It's enclosed.
Right, enclosed, it's trapped, suppressed, right? Pas avakistan is pas, right? But the it's chashivas, the normative chashivas it has for, you know, has, as we'll see why, has been suppressed. It's unable to be expressed, okay?
You have to externally express it. It's not intrinsically expressed.
Right, so that's, and okay, right. So now, because that's the case, now what will allow you to express the chashivas? What allows you to get the chashivas? What lets the chashivas out of the jail, so to speak?
The
derech achila. How you relate to the eating. The derech achila. Right. And there's two ways. There's either the way I relate to it, that's in my framework, or through the shir itself. But what are both those things doing? They're both telling me now that the derech achila is X. So that's why if I start out saying mizonos, there's no problem me benching afterwards. Why?
Because
exactly, right. Right. And that's not a problem changing. You're not changing the substance. It's always pas avakistan. Just that by the fact that I had a certain shear, what's been able to be expressed now, it's chashivas. That explains why mizonos can never be in a Mishnah. Because you see, when it comes to mizonos, right, you have two completely different phenomena that are really, in a sense, if you think about it, they're related, they are related to bread, but in two completely different ways. One of them never makes it to bread. It's pre-bread. The other one became pas, but what happened? There's some, in other words, it went to the bake, it was baked, it's pas as far as the Rambam's concerned, right, when he calls it pas. But what's the problem? There's some sort of corruption.
Do you hold matzah pas
recipes? You mean there's Rav Haigon?
Do you?
Rav Haigon?
No, pas can, all the sheep
take it. It seems that way. How can you say it's not? Right, so but you convey a suit on it then. Would I?
Yeah.
So if you want to tell me that by pas of a kisnin, it's a derech achila, and that's what allows the chashivas to be expressed. So now you have a very interesting consequence of this, right? So, and now I can spend a little more time on this. Why is the riff, what does the riff say? The riff says, Hecha de achol la b'toras kisnin, right? B'tchilim varach mizonos, and uvasof v'lo klum. Now, think about it. Where does he kind of get that from? Why? V'lo birach. Right. That's also true. But I'm saying that's where he's not crazy in thinking that way. He's saying that you should not make a bracha horn on it. Okay? But what do we see in the Arach? The Arach says in the Tosefta that says what bracha do you make on dessert bread?
Bore Aminik
Kistin, which never for some reason became popular. But that's a bracha you make. I don't know where the Tosefta is. He doesn't quote where the Tosefta is. I assume it's a brachas. I mean, yeah. Yeah, okay. So now the question is, so what do you have? The riff says what? The riff says you don't make any bracha achrona. Rabbi Yonah says, no, you make a bar nefashos. And conventionally, what bracha do we make? What's the normative psak? On pas avakistan?
Men shalosh,
ala mechia. So how could the riff possibly suggest, in his right mind, that you don't make a bracha achrona? What kind of idea is that? Right? It's crazy. Right? I'm just saying, just to let you know, that's why, what was it? One more time? Right. Right. So Berakos and Mazon goes on bread, right? Chashivas, right? We're a true pas. Pas in its fullest expression. Alamicha goes on dagan.
Right.
So what? Pas avakistan is a different substance. So there is no bracha corner for it, right? There's no bracha corner for pas avakistan. So the riff would rather not say the wrong bracha corner, right? So why does he say you need a bracha beforehand?
Because mizonos is an inclusive phenomenon.
No. I'm saying, why does he have the same question about the bracha before? He should say, bar mini kistin. Why does he not demand a specific bracha on this substance beforehand?
Because I'll pass the mizonos.
No, but why not say...
It's only after you start eating it that you have the potential to...
That's true. You're right. But I'd say the reason why is because you're right. But I'd say because the bracha Rishon is a matir. In other words, you can't eat food without a bracha.
So why isn't the bracha?
Oh, you're right. I agree. That's what allows the matir to work. But you can never have a situation where you don't make a bracha before you eat. You can walk away from a meal without making a bracha achrona. But that's what I think Rabbi Yonah doesn't like there. Rabbi Yonah wants to say you can never leave a situation without any type of hodah. Right? But we're going to go with, what do you call it? We're going to go with Bar Nefashos.
We actually Bar Nefashos.
Correct, right, it's inclusive, right. Yeah. I don't know, who says we're done? All right. 1 second. Let's see here.
Me and Rafael are making potato chips this afternoon.
I made potato chips at the apple one day.
Really?
Yeah, and my luach. Yeah, that's
Oh, you